Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It show heard everywhere. It's hard to compete with that gentleman. That's Jackie Wilson, is it not, Lurifino?
That is a Big Ten 4.
Very hard to compete with Jackie Wilson. Listen, we're heard on the 77 WABC app simulcast out on Eastern Long Island, News Talk 107.1 FM. Right now, as 77 WABC celebrate, and Bernie and Sid celebrate, Memorial Day. I mean, you have to remember, folks, that's what it's about. That's what Memorial Day is, the reason for the weekend, the holiday, and all those things. And 77 WABC is celebrating it in a big way. The men who gave all, some gave all gave some. Anyway, I want to bring in the owner of WABC and Red Apple Media, a man with a big heart, and he's just a wonderful guy, John Catsimatidis. Good morning, Mr. Katz.
Good morning, guys, and Bernie. It's good to hear your voice is strong, and you're going to be licking that problem, and that's the most important thing to me.
Thank you, sir. You've been very kind, lighting candles for me and stuff like that. I've been moved, touched by what your actions and your kindness towards me in general these past couple of years, but these past months in particular. So, thank you, sir, for those comments. I appreciate it greatly.
And now, Memorial Day weekend, I mean, there's two words, remembering and celebrating. I don't know what the right word is. I mean, Memorial Day weekend, the true purpose of it is to remember the people that gave their lives for us to be able to be here today, for us to be able to have a dinner on a Thursday night or a Friday night, wherever we are. Versus being scared. We went through a lot of wars. A lot of people gave up their lives. And it's about bringing the community together. And I'm concerned, Bernie, I'm concerned that the American people are not looking at it the same way anymore. How do you feel about it?
Well, I feel exactly the same way. I'm concerned as well, but I am encouraged by recent events. I think the nation in general is experiencing an epiphany that the leaders, we're led by dangerous fools, let's face it, in Albany, down in Washington, D.C., and I think that's becoming readily apparent because it's starting to affect people at the pump, I mean, in their pockets, at the stores. Your store, Gristiti, is a perfect example. So I do have some faith that America is, starting to wake up, speaking of woke, a la 1980 and Ronald Reagan, when morning in America indeed befell this country, and we resumed our greatness on the world stage. So I am encouraged. I am optimistic at this point, Mr. Catsimatidis.
Well, we have to be concerned, though. And the next thing, you know, so many people have given up their lives. Now, there's a different war going on, Bernie. And I think all New Yorkers, all Americans have to recognize it. There is a war going on right now that is not the customary war. It's not the customary war where we're sending troops over. It's not a customary war where we're bombing. It's a war against our way of life. And I think this weekend, look, WABC, we're a community station. We love New York. We love America. And we have to, our duty, all of us, is to remind all Americans, all New Yorkers, that our way of life is important. and there are people out there that want to change our way of life. And our borders are under attack. Our social system is under attack. Our religions are under attack. Mm-hmm. Our justice system is under attack. Name me one thing that's not under attack, Bernie. I mean, it's getting out of hand.
It's all under attack. But what I want to talk about is the folks that died in an attempt to make sure that wasn't going to be the case. And you know, after this awful school shooting a couple of days ago, the head coach of the Golden State Warriors, Steve Kerr, got up before his game against Dallas and yelled and screamed and pounded the podium and all these things. And I tweeted Steve Kerr yesterday, John, and I said, let me tell you something. When the towers fell down, you know, Steve Kerr talked about how tired he was. I'm tired. When the towers fell down, Pat Tillman, who at the time was making millions of dollars playing in the National Football League, had a gorgeous wife, beautiful children, had the dream life. He was so tired that he decided to take a gun and run to a cave in lonely Afghanistan where he died of friendly fire. That's a guy that when he said he was tired, did something about it. Unlike Steve Kerr, who, by the way, last night his team beat the Dallas Mavericks. He's in the NBA Finals and he was celebrating. Somebody like Pat Tillman, you talk about sacrifice. If that's not a guy we all don't think about on money, not that he's more important than everybody else, but he gave up the cushiest lifestyle you could have in America today for the right to fight for this country. He's a guy we should be talking about today and Monday and not people up in Albany.
Well, this weekend is a time to remember where we are with families, and it's important to be with family. It's just concerning, and I just want all our ABC listeners that we're open all weekend long. You know, just because it's a holiday doesn't mean we are not open. There's a lot of live shows all weekend long. You won't be by yourselves. You know what the loneliest thing in life is? Being alone at 3 o'clock in the morning and have nobody to communicate with. Well, Curtis is working all weekend, and there's somebody to communicate with. There's somebody to listen to. There's somebody to talk to if you want to talk to somebody. And that's what WABC stands for. We stand for the community. We stand for New York. We stand for our country. And we stand for our country's and our city's way of life. And I know you guys have had your differences with Eric Adams, but I think he is trying to do something. And versus the alternative, I'm not doing anything. And I think that it's important to at least try. And I think the real enemy of New York right now, to get New York back to normal, is the state Senate and the state assembly. And they are holding the governor and the mayor hostage. Yeah. They're telling them we're not going to do this for you. We're not going to do that for you unless you do it our way. Well, how did I say it all the time? The heck with them. And we are mad as hell, and we're going to do something about it. And I think the people of New York are going to do something about it. And we're going to take our city and our state back this November.
I'm gonna jump in here.
And that's it. Jump in all you want, that's it.
No. Yeah, listen, we're on the same exact page as you. That's what we want, John Catsimatidis. That's what we need. That's what we are predicting on the Bernie and Sid show, that we will take it back in 2022 and 2024 and restore some sanity to what's now become a crazy New York City, New York State, and United States. Thanks again for this wonderful day, John. Thanks again for keeping all New Yorkers in mind, especially our military, because nobody appreciates and loves the military more than Sid and Bernie. So thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.
Well, thank you, guys, and thank you for everything you guys do.
Thank you, John.
Appreciate it.
You are the best. The great John Catsimatidis.